Masechta Avos Perek Hey Mishnah Yud until Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Gimel. The first few Mishnahs of this Perek brought a few lists of 10 generations from Adam to Noach, from Noach to Avram, 10 tests of Avram, etc. The next couple of Mishnahs brought lists of 7, and already from the second half of the previous Mishnah, since the Mishnah was talking anyway about 7 types of punishments, the Mishnah told us that one of those 7 punishments is more common in 4 times. And in a way, that's sort of a passageway into the next few Mishnahs, which are all lists of 4. And the first list is Aramidus Bo Odom. There are 4 measures into which we can categorize a person. 4 measures, 4 different levels, 4 types of people. And the way that the Mishnah is describing is sort of, this is sort of the title of the 4 things. And the Mishnah is going to talk about how much somebody is willing to give to others, how much somebody wants to take from others. And the way that the Mishnah is describing that is the person himself. There are 4 types of people, which already tells us an unbelievable thing, that it's as if the person is defined by how much of a giver he is or how much of a taker he is. And the first category is ha'omer, one who says, one who believes. This is his outlook on life, that sheli sheli, that which belongs to me is mine, v'shalach shalach, and that which belongs to you is you. That which everybody else owns belongs to them, and that which I own belongs to me. Says the Mishnah, Zomidor Beinonis, this is a average measure. The Yesh Omrim, and there are those who argue and say that Zomidah Sodom. Not only is this not average, but this is considered like the measure of Sodom, the city which was full of wicked people, the whole city had to be destroyed and annihilated because of the corruptness which existed between people. And according to this opinion, one who has an outlook of what belongs to me is mine and what belongs to other people is theirs, is considered like somebody who lived in Sodom, because he's not interested in sharing at all. He doesn't believe in people helping out each other. And that is something very negative. Now, it's a little bit difficult to understand that there should be such an extreme argument over here. That according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, this outlook is not so bad, not so good, it's average, nothing really negative about it at all. Whereas according to the second opinion, it's one of the most negative things. He's defined as somebody who is like the people of Sodom. And if indeed this person is not interested in sharing at all, so why does the Tanakama hold that there's nothing bad about this? So Rabbeinu Yonah answers with something quite scary, actually, and he says that we're not talking over here about somebody who doesn't give tzedakah. It could be he keeps every letter of the law in terms of what he needs to give. All of the tithes, all of the money which he has to give as tzedakah, all of his maaser, he gives all of the tzedakah that he needs to give. However, the reason why he gives it is because the halacha says that he needs to give a certain amount to a poor person. He doesn't give it as a gesture of, I want to help you. He doesn't do it with a kind nature, and what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here is really an extremely important point which we need to keep in mind for the whole masechta, and that is when we're talking about midos, midos is not defined by what one does. One can do many acts of kindness and many actions of helping other people and not change himself one bit. When working on one's midas, midas is about changing the person, who one is, how he himself feels towards other people, how much he prioritizes helping others over himself. Is he interested in pursuing his own needs the entire time, or is his main focus on other people? Midas are about changing the person. And thus, Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Mishnah as talking about somebody who gives the tzedakah that he needs to give. And he does help people, but that hasn't changed his midas one little bit. So according to the first opinion, since at the end of the day he is doing acts which do help other people, so he's considered average. And we're talking about midas over here. Even the first opinion is talking about midas. But according to the first opinion, like the Sefer HaChinuch says in a number of places, one's feelings and one's inner self and nature changes in accordance to the actions that he performs. So it could be that he's not doing it out of a kind heart and he's doing it only because the halach says that he needs to do that. But at the end of the day, he is helping other people, and that does help to change his nature and his midas as well. However, since that's not his main focus, he will only end up having a average level of giving nature. But according to the second opinion of the Mishnah, since his focus is totally not for the sake of the other person, so that is considered to be like the midas of Sodom. The second category is Shali Shalach V'Shalach Shali, somebody who says, or who has an outlook, that what is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine. He believes very much in sharing between everybody, says Mishnah Am Ha'aretz, and the way we're going to understand what Am Ha'aretz over here means is that it's a man of the people. He's helping society to be established and to stand and to exist in a healthy way. So he should be praised. Thirdly, if somebody says, Shali shalach v'shalach shalach, that which belongs to me is for you, and that which belongs to you is yours as well. He's totally focused on other people and their good. Chosid, he's considered to be very pious. Shali, shali, v'shalach shali. On the other hand, if somebody says that which belongs to me is mine, and that which you have should also be mine. He is totally focused on himself, and he doesn't want other people to have anything, and therefore Rasha, he is a Rasha because he's a pure taker, and he's not a giver on any level. It should be noted, by the way, that the term chosid, a pious person, is usually used to refer to someone who goes beyond the letter of the law. And the same applies in this Mishnah. One isn't obligated to treat all of his possessions as if they belong to everyone, and not put himself, perhaps, in a place of priority over other people. One's own needs, really one can and should in general prioritize over other people's. Even halachically, it's forbidden to give away all of one's money and not be left with anything for himself. And that's why somebody who has an outlook that all that belongs to him is also really only in order to help others, that is considered beyond the letter of the law. Mishnah Yud Aleph. There are four measures, four different levels when talking about one's general mood and self-control. Number one, if it's easy to anger this person, but it's also easy to calm him down once he gets angry. His reward for being calmed down goes out and is, so to speak, lost by his loss, meaning he has more loss than gain. Because he's constantly getting angry, it's true that once he gets angry, it's easy to calm him down, but he loses his control so often. Secondly, what happens if somebody, it's difficult to anger him? However, once he gets angry, he really gets angry, and it's very hard to calm him down. His loss goes out by his reward, meaning he gains more than he loses, because in general, he does have a lot of self-control, and he doesn't get angry. So in general, his temperament is very positive, and he's calm, and he shows a high degree of self-control by not getting angry. It's true that the fact that when he gets angry, it's very hard to calm him down, that is a loss. And that's considered to be something very negative. Nevertheless, in general, his gain on the positive side is greater than his loss on the negative side. Thirdly, if it's difficult to anger him, and even when occasionally, once in a while, he gets angry, it's very easy to calm him down. Chosid, he's very pious. And Rabbeinu Yonah notes that we're not talking about somebody who never gets angry. It's just very hard to make him angry. And that should be a source of inspiration that even people who once in a while get angry don't give up, because even then you would be considered in this main category, in this general category of being a pious person. And fourthly, for somebody it's very easy to anger him, and when he gets angry it's very hard to calm him down, Rasha, he's considered to be wicked. Mishnah Yud Beis. I remember this about Talmidim, there are four measures, four categories, when talking about the level of talent of students, people coming to learn Torah. If somebody listens and he understands very quickly, but he also loses that which he understood very quickly. He doesn't really remember any of his learning, says the Mishnah. His reward and gain goes out because of his loss, meaning his overall total is that his loss is greater than his gain. Because since he forgets everything, so even the time that he spent learning it really is a bit of a waste. Secondly, if somebody finds it very difficult to understand, but he also, once he knows it, it's hard for him to lose it. And often that can be as a result of spending so much effort and time trying to learn that one piece of Gemara, whatever it may be. Because he put so much effort into it, it therefore remains with him for longer and he doesn't forget it. Such a person, Yotzev Seda Bischoroi, his loss goes out because of his gain, meaning he overall gains more. Because he does end up coming out with an understanding once he puts in all of that effort. If somebody listens and he understands quickly and it's difficult for him to lose it, meaning he remembers that which he learns as well, he's considered very wise. If somebody finds it very difficult to understand and he also forgets it very quickly, this is a bad portion, meaning he lacks a lot of talent when it comes to learning. Now, it's important to note that the titles given to these people is different to the rest of the Mishnayos. The previous couple of Mishnayos, as well as the next couple of Mishnayos, define the people in the final two categories as a chosid or a rasha, a very pious person or a very wicked person. However, when we're talking about the level of somebody's talent, that has no relation to how pious or righteous he is, or chas v'shalom, the opposite, how wicked he is. We're just talking about talents, which is the natural ability for him to be able to learn, how easy it is for him. So yeah, he's considered to be wise and intelligent. That doesn't make him any more righteous. It just means that it will be easier for him to learn, and more is expected of him. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Every mitzvah knows tzedakah. There are four categories, four measures for those who give tzedakah. They give charity. Number one, one who wants to give tzedakah and he doesn't want other people to give tzedakah. He has a bad eye towards others, meaning this is somebody who's just looking for the honor, and a way to get the honor is by giving tzedakah. So he's not really interested in the poor person getting money. He's interested in him being able to give the charity so that people will look at him and praise and honor him. But he doesn't want other people to give tzedakah because firstly, that might reduce his own honor, and secondly, he's not interested at all in the poor person. He's just using him as a way of him being able to get honor. And this is considered to be something very negative. Number two, this person wants other people to give tzedakah, which shows that he is interested in the poor people getting money. He does want them to receive charity. Just v'hula yitain, he doesn't want to give tzedakah. He's too attached to his own money and possessions that he finds it too hard to give the charity. That's considered negative. And indeed, in Rabbi Shalai, he has a bad eye towards that which he himself owns. He himself might be a miser, but at least he's interested in the poor people getting money. He just doesn't want it enough, obviously, but at least he does want them to be supported. Thirdly, Yitin Yitna Achayim, if he does want to, and he does give charity, and he also wishes that other people will give charity, Chosid, this person is very pious. And on the other hand, Loitim Loitna Achayim, if he doesn't want to give tzedakah to give charity, and he doesn't want other people to give charity either, Rasha, he's just a whole wicked person. Now, one question begs to be asked on this Mishnah. The introduction of this Mishnah is that there are four categories of people who give tzedakah. And yet, two out of four of the categories involve people who don't give tzedakah. So why is this considered to be four categories of people who give tzedakah, or what's going on? One particularly beautiful answer is given by the Sfas Emes, who actually notes another difference between the introduction to the Mishnah and when the Mishnah actually lists the four categories. In the introduction, the Mishnah calls them people who give tzedakah. But then, the Mishnah starts talking about Horoitza Sheyitein, one who wants to give tzedakah, he wants to give charity, or for others to give charity. And the understanding is very similar to what we explained in Mishnah Yud, in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Avodas Hamidus, working on one's character and changing his nature, has nothing to do with that which you do, the acts and actions that you perform. Except for the idea that Sefer HaChinuch says that the actions can perhaps affect your nature. But the ways that your midas are defined are by you yourself, your person. The way that you feel, your desire to do good. Where your interests and pursuits lie. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, we're talking about somebody in this Mishnah who gives tzedakah. All four categories are talking about somebody who gives tzedakah. However, in two out of four of the categories, he doesn't want to give tzedakah. And because of that, he could be defined as a rasha. Because when we're defining the person, we're talking about his midas, his very nature, the characteristics which define him. To the extent that even if he is giving tzedakah, it could still be that in this area of giving tzedakah even, he's considered to be a wicked person.